This is a taped interview with Mr. Martin Penner. Mr. Penner, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Saskatchewan, 1940, a small town near Lawson, which is actually close to Moose Jaw. I was born out in a farm. Interesting, on my birth certificate, I don't have a town, I just have a legal description of the property. So when I leave a door open, I usually say I was born in a barn, which is literally true.
How long did you live there?
I only lived in Saskatchewan 1 year. Things were pretty tough in the early 40s, and so my father and family moved to BC in 1941, so I don't have any recollection of Saskatchewan.
Where did you attend primary school?
When we moved to BC, we moved to a small community in the Fraser Valley called Yarrow, and that's where I attended the elementary school.
And secondary school?
Also in Yarrow, in a small private school, actually a church school.
Many things were different: entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
Just offhand, it's hard to think of, a lot of specific differences. But we were a lot poorer in those days. We didn't have the money to buy the things that we buy today. And so life was a lot tougher. We wore one set of clothes all week, and then on Monday was wash day, and so we changed, and the next week was the other set of clothes. So basically that's the way we lived. One pair of shoes, and we wore them till they wore out. To me, that's a big difference from the way things are today.
What were your main activities as a child?
As a child, depending what age, I suppose, I can't recall too much preschool activity, but during school, we lived on a farm, so there was a lot of farm work to do. Playing, of course, a lot of the games the kids still play today, marbles and tag and knock the tin can and stuff like that. These are some of the activities. Of course, on the farm, we had to help with the chores, feeding the hogs and the chickens and cleaning the eggs and milking the cows later on as I got a little older. And, just basically a lot of gardening to do and fruit to pick. And just a lot of, never a dull moment.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
Not too. We had parties. We had a Christmas party every year, which was a lot of fun, and a Halloween party. The Halloween party was more in the elementary school time, where we'd all go to the school and have costumes and firecrackers and play some games together at the school. Dancing, I never was into dancing too much myself. The school did have a sock hop in elementary school. Of course, in our Christian high school, we didn't have dances.
How did you get to these events?
We lived about 2 miles, 2.5 miles from school, and getting to them was a bit of a problem at times. Actually, to and from school, I usually walked, but after it got dark, we'd try to hitch a ride with somebody before we had a vehicle. But after we had a vehicle, Dad would drive us. We had an old 1929 Pontiac, the first vehicle we got. So we never did use our horse that much, although there was occasions too where we did in winter time. We couldn't drive, we had to take the horse and sled.
At first, did you have any electricity?
Actually, we got electricity when I was 8 years old. So my first couple of years in school, we didn't have electricity. So it was quite exciting when we did get it. Again, my memories prior to that are limited, but I do recall, you know, having candles and lamps rather than. We used the lanterns a lot, the kerosene lantern.
And how did you travel, like long distances?
Actually, I don't recall any long trips myself. We came from the prairies by train. Later on, of course, we had a bicycle for the shorter, not too long trips, but definitely faster than walking. What length trips were you thinking of?
Like, beyond, longer than the usual ones, like to school.
Yeah. Well, when we got our car, of course, we used that, but we didn't hitchhike, not hitchhike really with a thumb, but we'd arrange for rides with friends who had vehicles.
Where were you during the war years?
Actually, I was very young during the war years, being born in 1940, and so I have few collections actually about it. I do recall ration tickets, which we had to for buying food, some of the staples. Each family was awarded so many coupons for buying the staples like flour and sugar and milk. Of course, on the farm we didn't have to buy milk, but sugar was one thing that was rationed. And so we had to use our coupons, and I recall the drawer in which the ration coupons were kept. So things are a little tough during those days.
Did the war affect you very much?
Not really. I wasn't old enough to understand what was going on. So later on.
Did it affect your family?
Yes. Our family, being from German origin, actually was really held in suspicion by the government at that time, because we spoke German, and of course the war was against the Germans. So, and also we were hard-working Germans, not only us, but there were a lot of Germans in our area. And so they were suspicious, you know, just the fact that we were doing so well, that we were possibly getting some money from the Germans. And so we were at school. We were, prohibited from speaking German on the school ground. And so, of course, that didn't bother us too much, but it was definitely an indication how they felt about the Germans and German language. Mm-hmm. The fact that we were the majority in the school, of course, was a comfort. We didn't get... we didn't really get into a lot of hassle over it, because most of the kids in the school were from German origins.
Where did you work after you finished school?
After I finished school, I worked in California for 1 year. I had bronchitis or bronchiectasis, and so a change of climate was suggested by the doctor, and so I thought, well, California is pretty dry, why don't I give that a shot to see if it'll improve my health. And so I worked with our church as a volunteer in California, and really enjoyed the time. This was with the Mennonite Central Committee. And later on, you know, after married and having children, we again went back to work with the Mennonite Central Committee, this time in Brazil, which was really an interesting experience for us.
How many children do you have?
We have three children. The oldest one is just completing her teaching certificate at Simon Fraser University, and the second, Ken, is a surveyor in Smithers, and the youngest is about to go into grade four, Timothy.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
I came to Hazleton as a single young fellow. I was looking for work, so a friend and I decided to go north and just see what's in the north. So we came up for adventure, basically, see if we could find work. So we went all the way to Prince Rupert by car, and then started looking for work on the way back. We sort of wanted to get at least to Prince Rupert, sort of the end of the road. And so we didn't look for work on the way up, or else we maybe would have stayed in Hazleton to start off with. But on our way back, we had friends or someone who knew us, the pastor of the Mennonite church here, said, hey, why don't you stick around? I'll find you a job. And so I helped him build his house while I was waiting to find a job. It wasn't too long, a couple of weeks, and I found work at the sawmill.
Who was he?
George Brown was the pastor of the church here at the time.
How long ago was that?
That was 1962.
How did you compare the Hazletons at first to where you used to live?
Kind of thought it was the end of the world. Or it was pretty wild, you might say, or isolated, I thought. The highway coming up wasn't anything like it is today, of course. Leaving Vanderhoof and the pavement, we continued going west, and when the grass started growing on the road, in the middle of it, we decided to check whether we were on the right road, because it was just like a cow trail, basically, and even in 62, which isn't all that long ago. But we definitely, we enjoyed it because of the being more natural, more back to nature, I guess, and there wasn't all the pollution and corruption that you have in the cities and in the Fraser Valley. I liked it.
When did it start? The roads start getting grass in the middle of it?
I don't know, it seems to me it was around Port Fraser, Fraser Lake, in that area. It just wasn't that much traffic around. And around Houston was pretty dead, everything.
Could you tell me of some of your experiences in Brazil?
Yeah, we went down to Brazil as a family. The Kelly and Ken, the oldest two, were in grade 4 and 3 at the time. And so that was 1976. We went down there as church workers, community development workers, we were called. I was supposed to be an agronomist. I'd never studied agronomy, but I had experience on the farm, which was worth a lot. Found out that it was probably worth more than a lot of years in university, because I was more down to earth and not too much in the head kind of thing. So we worked in Brazil with the rural people, basically, and helped them with their community development, working together. I basically worked mostly in the first 3 years there as a technician, helping them install water systems for their homes. the water was a problem, the contamination was a serious problem, and so I basically helped them with installing these fresh water systems, bringing clear spring water to their homes in plastic pipes, and that way it stayed clean. We came back after our first stint there, 2.5 years. I studied at college in Winnipeg for a year, and then we went back to Brazil for another 2.5 years. Second time back, we had a better grasp of the language, so we could communicate a little better, and so I got more involved with people problems rather than just health problems. And so got involved in the church more, and the problems that people have with each other, interrelational problems. And that was a real challenge. Some people wanted to work together and others didn't. And so some wanted to have everything for themselves and others wanted to work together. So when a selfish farmer comes around and wants to chase everybody out of the country, you've got to try to bring about some peace and understanding. So that was, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Taped interview with Marion Penner. Mrs. Penner, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Chilliwack, in Lower Fraser Valley, and in 1941. I was the eighth child of my parents and the first girl.
How many were there?
In all, we were 12, or 13 to complete, but one died before I didn't see him, so there were 13 children in the family. Five girls after me, or four girls after me. Four or five.
How long did you live in Chilliwack?
Well, I was born in Chilliwack and lived in Yarrow, the same place where Martin lived. And that was just a little Mennonite community that had just started resettlement in 1928, the first ones came to Yarrow, and then my parents came back right away. They were one of the first ones and were married there in 1929. So they were the first couple that was married in that community. And we stayed in Yarrow from 29, they stayed there till 46. They moved to a bigger farm, and then that was in the Fraser Valley still, but it was more in the Abbotsford district. And so I was 5 years old, and then lived on quite a large dairy farm.
Where did you attend primary school?
That's when we moved there to the Sumas Prairie. The little school was called Upper Sumas, and I went to school there for grade 1 to grade 7. And when we first went to school, when I had to go to school on a train, the BC Railroad came, went right past that place, and we was sort of on the elevated, we climbed up the stairs to the train tracks, and the train came every morning and took us to school, and then we had to come back. No buses at that time yet.
Secondary school?
I went to a private school, the MEI, Mennonite Education Institute in Clearbrook, which is supported by our Mennonite church, and from grade 8 to grade 13, actually.
What are some of the things that are different from when you were young?
Till now? Well, we lived on a farm, which is quite different than now, and my parents, that was quite a big investment, and so it took our whole family to work together to make the farm run properly and to make payments on the farm, so had been very poor too, had come with hardly anything when they came to Yarrow in 28. And so to buy this big farm, it was, everybody worked together and nothing got done. No money got earned, and so it was work, work, work all the time. And Mom was out doing chores, and we would have to look after the younger children and do our share of the work in the house. And his mom was just as much as milking cows as any of the boys or dad. So it was a work was the most thing that was different at that time. And we, our church was the center of our social life, our religious life, everything. And we went to visit relatives mostly, our uncles and aunts. It was sort of a thing that was sort of something you did on Sunday afternoon, and otherwise you wouldn't have time off. You didn't take holidays, you didn't go on major trips or anything like that. It was hard work every day because there was no relief for a farmer to do his chores.
And where did your parents come from?
They came from Russia, but they were German-speaking, the same as Martin mentioned in his, and it was, they had moved there as a German Mennonite group, and were given religious freedom and freedom to educate their children in their way, and also free from military duty. And then when the revolution came in the first 1914-1918, it was a great revolution, and the Mennonites were ransacked, and just everything, money devaluated, and then they started looking for another country that would, and already some of the Mennonites from there had gone to the States and to Canada, and they were working on this in Canada to allow more Canadian, Russian people to come to Canada that were from the Mennonite line. And so my parents came, well, they were still single, but at the time each came to the Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and they stayed there for a little while, and then they heard about this good land in British Columbia. And my mom actually, she was, must have been about 21, made the deal to buy the farm where my grandparents lived, and it was $100 down that she had to pay. She was on the train going to Vancouver to work as a chambermaid in rich people's homes there. And so I thought that was pretty daring for her to do, even hardly speaking English, and to make a deal like that with a stranger.
What games did you play?
Like I say, it was all work, and we didn't have much, many games. So it was, my brothers played basketball in our barn, and in between milking, we would run up and shoot a few baskets. And then my dad played ball with us in the field, but we didn't. But other ones were regular, like skipping and hopscotch and other regular kids things we played.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
I just remember more in the teenage years of parties. It was in our church, and our home was one of the homes that people liked to come to. And after church, it was out at 9 o'clock, and they didn't want to go home, so we would invite them over for lunch instead of going to restaurants like many people do now. That was, they would rather come over and have just buns and squares and stuff like that. So that was one thing we always prepared on Saturday, kind of thing, and was ready in case somebody would come over like that. But, we would have little parties where somebody else would plan it, and it was like it would be a hay barn party, or just you wanted to invite couples, so you had a couples party and these kind of things. And it would, the concerts at school, yeah, the singing. I remember my kindergarten was doing the Nutcracker Suite, and I was a plum, and I had to have a dyed pillowcase in a plum color. And so school concerts and Christmas concerts at church every 24th in the evening of December was a Christmas concert in our Sunday school. Everybody had to do something and either say a poem or sing. I remember one time I came late and I was so embarrassed that I stayed in the foyer. And my dad went in from his side. This was a girl's side, lady's side, and the men's side. He went in, and he didn't know where I had stayed. And when my part came up, I didn't even go up and do it. I was too embarrassed. And, so, yeah, we did have all those things.
How did you get to events?
My dad, as long as I remember, always had a car, and already in the Arrow when we, before we moved to the farm. Yeah, he had a car, and we did go. We took that car to Vancouver once a year at least, and was always going to shop in the, we called it the old church, which would be like a thrift shop, I think it must have been, but we didn't know thrift shop, those words at all, but it was always the used clothing section of it in the church rummage sale, I guess. And it was a big event trying to go and pick out clothes for the whole next year for our whole family. Mm-hmm. And you'd buy shoes and you'd try and guess when they'd fit, and then you'd put them in a bag, and then when you finally looked at them again, they were too small. But there were enough of us that they'd fit somebody. So.
At first, did you have electricity?
As far as I can remember, when we were on the farm, that was sort of my first memories. On the other house, I think we did too, in Yarrow, I think they had electricity, but I don't know when they got it. Being there from the first ones and ahead of Martin, my parents had gotten a little bit ahead of, and not weren't the poor, they had really worked hard, and and being the first, they were in a main street where I think the power and that came down pretty close, pretty soon. And so, as far as I can remember, they always had power.
Where did you live while attending school?
Attended school on the farm. So, after high school, you mean? Or during high school?
During school, right?
Mm. Yeah, that was on the farm, and my parents lived there for 20 years, so it was only after I moved up here did they move away from that farmyard.
You were in Yarrow during the war years, right?
Yeah.
Did the war affect you very much?
Well, it did. Just in not me particularly, but I think that the church was involved in that they had military exemption. They didn't have to be in the army. Some of the young fellows at the time, they went and did alternate service or forestry service, but our parents weren't ever enlisted or anything, and it was that the church had made agreement with the government that it was our, because of our conscience and not killing anybody, and the principle of loving everybody, that didn't have to go to war. And so we didn't feel it that way, that we sent some of our family there. Some worked in the Peace Corps, in the Medical Corps, and so they would be on the front line helping anyone that was injured, that kind of thing, but it was more because of the love of God in you and not wanting to kill anybody.
Where did you work after you finished school?
I went to school to for grade 13, and then I took a year of Bible school, which is right there in the same place, and then went to nurses training for 3 years. And then when we finished nurses training, we got married, and I came up here to work. So Hazleton was my first place to work as a full-time kind of a job. I've had summer jobs like Barry, working in the canneries or taking the census and babysitting, but this was my first paid full-time job in Hazleton here in the hospital.
What was the opinion of working women then?
Well, nurses was still okay and teachers was okay to work. But it wasn't like it was when you were single or married when you didn't have children, you know, so that was okay to work then. But once you had children, then it was expected that you would leave your career and tend to your children, that kind of thing.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
Because Martin had sort of indicated that when he was here in 62, and then in 63 he went to college, but he already knew that we wanted to come back here and live here after we were married in 64. So when I finished training in 64, then we both planned to come up here. So it was sort of the little church group, George Brown, and that needed some permanent people in the church instead of all the transient teachers. And so we came up, and thinking it was sort of working along in the church and also finding them a job in the hospital was United Church, and had sort of a compassion for people. It wasn't just a job.
Yeah. What was, how did you compare the Hazletons at first to
McDowell?
Yeah.
This was very much more basic, and there weren't the shopping centers and businesses that you were used to, or even the grocery stores that you were used to. So, we did have a lot of friends, and made friends quickly in the church and in the hospital group, and got to know people in the community by organizations, citizen association, this kind of thing. So we felt like we were part of here pretty quick, and it was a choice we made to live here instead of down there. So it was something that we wanted, and so I didn't. But there were differences, like it was a lot more primitive in some ways. But the friendships were what was the most important, actually.
What did you do in Brazil?
I went as a nurse too down there, and that was wide open. And at first it seemed like I would maybe work in the hospital and just alongside the Brazilian people. And I moved out to the country more, where Martin was working, and got to know the women there, and did teaching and health, and worked with immunization and the 5-year growth charts with children from 0 to 5-year-old, and sort of did the checkups and on the women for prenatal, and then did deliveries. And all the time thinking of sharing the gospel in the Bible, getting for them to learn what the Bible was about and these kind of things. So it was all together kind of thing.
This is a taped interview with Mrs. Irmgard Parent. Mrs. Parent, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Carla, Thuringia, Germany, 1928.
How long did you live there?
I lived in Germany for 25 years before I came to Canada.
Where is this place?
Well, different places. Well, in Carla, and then in
where you were born?
Kahler, Thuringia. It's in the middle of Germany. It's near Jena. Jena is well known for the optical things, syringes, cameras, Zeiss, Z-E-I-S-Z, Zeiss. This is beside the point.
Where did you attend primary school?
All in Kahler. It turned all my schooling in Kahler, and after I finished schooling, I went to Jena, drove every day with the train to Jena, and took the preschool teacher's course, Fröbel School. Called the school Fröbel School. Fröbel was the first one of the first kindergartners. Germany is well known for the first establishment of the first kindergarten.
Many things are different. Entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you were young. What are some of these differences?
Well, I would say we did lots of made our own entertainment. We wouldn't go for parties, but the main, I recall the main entertainment for, in my age, was we would go for lots of hiking and outdoor activities. Like 3-4 hours hiking one day to a castle. This was something very common. Small groups of us would gather together and we would just go for hikes and would sing and enjoy it very much.
What were your main activities as a child?
Main activities probably was swimming, and I had no skis, but skating we would do. Skating and sewing. I actually enjoyed sewing quite a bit too. I don't know if singing is an activity too, but I enjoyed very much singing. Any opportunity we did had at work or at play, we would include the singing.
What games did you play?
What games we did play? Ball games, similar here, like not basketball, but other ball games. I don't think I know the proper translation, but yeah. We also would, maybe I should mention this, we were very much for folk dancing. I personally enjoyed always folk dancing very much. Yeah, good enough.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
I don't recall of any parties and school dances, no. No, I don't. We only recall birthday parties, and some really were outstanding. A small group of school friends who would gather with a torte and have a party and make little games or tell little funny stories. But that was our party, more or less.
How did you get to events?
I beg your pardon?
How did you get to events?
Events were just with our 2 feet. Also to school. We had a good half an hour sleep on our walk. There were no school buses. We just walked, and I think that was very healthy.
How did you study at night without electricity?
Oh, actually we had good supply of light, and we had gas lamps were attached to the ceiling. I would say that the light was much brighter than electricity. But sometimes things would go wrong, then we had gas lamps standby or candles. And well, I don't think I waited till night came. As soon as I got home from school, I tried always to do my homework right away.
How did you travel longer distances?
Mostly by train. Yeah. Train only. But the train system was very well up to date those days.
Where were you during the war years?
Partly in Kahler, and then I, after my preschool teacher's training at the Fröbel School, Fröbel Seminar in Jena, I moved to, got a job in Bavaria, in Oberau, that's near Garmisch-Partenkirchen. It's a very famous ski and tourist area, just like Jasper. That's where I spent most of my after war war years. Okay, let's see now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, I forget the music thing. Anyway. And then I would after the fall or the fall of the what would you call it, the war was lost. Everything came to a standstill, and I decided to go into nurses training. I forgot all about that. Yeah. Then I went to Munich and took my nurses training, and I got my diploma there. That was the end of the war then, yeah, before the war, yeah.
The war affected you quite a bit?
I consider myself lucky, actually. I remember one time I brought a child from Oberau to Munich. But it was the siren was, we heard the siren, so we had to take refuge in a bunker. And we could hear rumbling and far away bombing, and then as we when we came out we could see the damage done, houses destroyed. But shortly after, the streetcars were running and life went on almost normally. That was one of the close incidents I might have experienced during the war years.
What was the opinion of working women then?
But not was not the extent like it is now. But I personally, I always enjoyed being a working woman, being a working field. But maybe not everybody was seeking a profession like we do now. I would think it has much changed. Like pretty well everybody now is looking for an occupation or a profession. Not so much in my time, but I did emphasize a lot that you've got to have some kind of a diploma or a certificate to make go of life. I stressed that very much myself.
Was there any other jobs that were accepted besides teaching and nursing?
More feminine jobs, or you can't even say that anymore. More feminine jobs. You wouldn't see women working in the sawmill. It was definitely feminine and masculine jobs.
How many children do you have?
I raised 6 children, 3 boys and 3 girls.
Where are they?
And most of them live in this area, except one girl and one boy. One boy is in Invermere and one is farther.
Invermere? Mm-hmm. Where is that?
Invermere is in Uranium Hot Springs. Mm. Invermere? You travel. I don't know if it's recorded.
Do you have grandchildren?
Yes, I have a lovely 9-year-old grandchild and 2 babies and another boy. Right, yeah, half a grandchild. And then I expect another one in October.
Are they in Hazleton?
Yes, they're all in Hazleton. I'm very happy to have them around me. I'm very proud of them.
Why did you move to Hazleton?
I came to Canada actually just for 1 year. I wanted to see the country. I came here as a nurse because there was a shortage of nurses. I went to Toronto and worked in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And I took English at UBC at night. We had business, old business letters. And I happened to see ad in the Toronto Daily Star about the Hazleton Hospital. They were looking for nurses too, so and everybody was talking about beautiful British Columbia. So I thought, before I go back home to Germany, I'm going to see British Columbia. So I sent my application to the Hazleton, United Church Hospital, the Hazleton, And that's how I got to Hazleton and worked for a number of years as a nurse in the Hazleton Hospital.
When did you first come to Canada?
1953.
How long have you lived in the Hazleton?
In the Hazleton, I have been here since 1954, November 1954.
What were your first impressions of the Hazletons?
Slightly were quieter. But I always admired, one of the impressions, I always admired the unchanged beauty of nature. The town itself was not like it is now, up to tourist standards. It has improved 200% from the time I arrived. So I had quite a different impression at that time when I arrived. It was not good. It can change the way you want it.
So what do you think of it now?
It has grown and it looks really, it's a neat, developed into a very neat and attractive place. Of course, the beautiful mountains always have been here and they always will be here. And that's really what's the most important. And the nice people. I always I often wished I would have come to Hazleton first, then to Toronto,